It doesn't get that far, and it's not that serious. And a lot of it is about the QA surgeons going in and giving encouragement to the individuals. Perhaps there should be some peer pressure from outside. There are possibilities of special measures. That's one of those wonderful phrases again, but there could be a retraining of the individual if there's a training problem and they're not performing a procedure correctly. And we need to be aware nowadays that with revalidation and recertification, there will be a requirement for everyone to partake in this sort of audit and analyse their own performance and see that they are maintaining whatever standards have been set nationally. And ultimately, some restrictions on that individual's practice can be imposed, and the sanctions and possible suspensions can take place. But it's fair to say that there is no clear-cut process that's written down in any guidelines on how this should be handled. And it varies, as I've said, from region to region.